keep us waiting.
You, the God of all time, want us to wait.
You want us to wait.
For the right time.
In our waiting, you want us to discover.
Who we are and where we are to know.
In our waiting, you want us to discover.
Who will be with us and what we must do.
Thanks be to you, sovereign God of all.
Gentle rain on a thirsty garden, Spirit water come to nourish tiny seed. God is bubbling through the soil to coax a new creation, yearning for an end to want and need, like a gentle rain. Like a river strong with a restless current, Spirit water rushing on to distant shore. God is carving out a channel in a new direction, rolling for an end to hate and war. Like a river strong. Like a mighty sea reaching far horizons, Spirit water overflowing through our hearts. God is working in our hearts to shape a new tomorrow. God will always challenge and provide. Like a mighty sea, like a river strong, like a gentle rain, like a healing stream.
Let us pray. Blessed are you, O Lord our God, ruler of the universe. In your Son, Emmanuel, you have shown us your light and saved us from the power of sin. Bless us as we light this Advent candle. Increase our longing for your presence, that at the celebration of your Son's birth, his Spirit might dwell anew in our midst, for he is our light and our salvation. Blessed be God forever. Amen.
Let us pray. O Emmanuel, our King and Lawgiver, the expected of the nations and their Savior, come and save us, O Lord God. Amen. The congregation may be seated. We'd like to invite the children to head on out to the comfy chairs for a story from the Bible and a story from a storybook. And Nijik is going to be leading them. Nijik needs some help. Is there one adult? Kathy, thank you very much. Oh, she may need more help than that. There's a lot of kids.
Still is sweet. Light the hearts of all in dark and shadow. For you, O Lord, my soul in stillness waits. Truly, my hope is in you. O spring of joy, rain down upon our spirits, our thirsty hearts are yearning for your word. Come make us whole, be comfort to our hearts. For you, O Lord, my soul in stillness waits. Truly, my hope is in you. O root of life, implant your seed within us, and in your heart draw us all to you. Our hope reborn in dying and in rising. For you, O Lord, my soul in stillness waits. Truly, my hope is in you.
The first lesson comes from Isaiah chapter 10, beginning at the 10th verse. Again, the Lord spoke to Ahaz, saying, "Ask a sign of the Lord your God. Let it be deep as Sheol, or high as heaven." But Ahaz said, "I will not ask, and I will not put the Lord to the test." Then Isaiah said, "Hear then, O house of David, is it too little for you to weary mortals, that you weary my God also? Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Look, the young woman is with child, and shall bear a son, and shall name him Emmanuel. He shall eat curds and honey by the time he knows how to refuse the evil and choose the good. For before the child knows how to refuse the evil and choose the good, the land before whose two kings you are in dread will be deserted." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
For you, O Lord, my soul in stillness waits. Truly, my hope is in you. O King of knowledge, guide us in our pilgrimage. Implant the faith yet unfulfilled remain. Open to us the pathway of your peace. O you, O Lord, my soul in stillness waits. Truly, my hope is in you. Come, let
his hand. For you, O Lord, my soul in stillness waits. Truly my hope is in you. He we shall meet the Maker of the heavens, Creator of the mountains and the seas, Lord of the stars and present to us now. For you, O Lord, my soul in stillness waits. Truly my hope is in you.
The Holy Gospel according to Matthew chapter 1, beginning at the 18th verse. Now the birth of Jesus the Messiah took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet. "Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel," which means God is with us. When Joseph awoke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took her as his wife, but had no marital relations with her until she had borne a son. And he named him Jesus.
There are words that ring like a hammer, that split apart the atoms of things, that startle us out of the dead of sleep. He will save. God is with us. Words with weight. Words with the weight of glory in them. The whole of the cosmic questions. Words that answer all things of gravity, that bring down the love of heaven. This is after Mary tells him. This is after the white heat of the Annunciation, earth and heaven and holy fire weld in a womb. This is after the Creator, who cups the ocean depths in the hollow of a hand, becomes amniotic fluid and grows bones that ache just like yours. This is after the eternal divine without end divides in cells like bread multiplied and turns the water of the word into blood. This is after that. And now a carpenter dreams about a coming birth. Mary had her angelic visitation weeks ago. Joseph gets only the stinging betrayal of her swelling abdomen. He gets one painfully awkward conversation. He gets to lie awake at night wondering what a nice guy like him is doing in a mess like this. No unassuming angel shows up for him until he's already made up his mind and heart to mercifully let her go. There is always that. We are not spared of all trials, but we are always spared of the trials that have no gifts. God always gives gifts, and God always gives God. Hush away the hurry, the worry. We can always have as much of God as we want. That's what Joseph's angel says, that what is stretching Mary's skin is God. What is always stretching us is God. Only the Ancient of Days has the authority to name this coming child, because the instant he inhales his first breath, he is older than his parents, older than the earth. He is Jesus. He is the Lord saves. He is God with us. He is Emmanuel. It is Christmas that makes the first absolute claims of Christ. Like the diagnosis of a doctor, every other religion says that good enough living will save us. But like a soul specialist, Christianity examines our hearts and says, we are actually all terminal unless we accept that God becomes flesh and saves us. Every Christmas tree is shadowed by the cross tree. It is at the tree that God does heart transplants. It is at these two trees that God takes your heart and does surgery. Christianity makes no narrow-minded claims. It makes a different kind of diagnosis. Christianity is not about being narrow-minded. It's about offering a different kind of medicine. In the care of our own souls, Christianity isn't so much about exclusiveness as it is about effectiveness. It's about asking the question, what will actually save us? It is the joy of Christmas that offers the gift of exclusiveness because of its effectiveness to save the terminal soul. He will save. God is with us. See, God can't stay away from us. This is the love story that has been coming for you since the beginning. The God who walked with us in the garden in the cool of the evening is the God who came after Israel in the pillar of cloud and fire, finding it unbearable to let people wander alone. This is the God who came to grieving Job as a whirlwind, who covenanted with Abraham as a smoking furnace, who wildly pitched a tent with the Holy of Holies, so somehow in holy Shekinah glory, God could get close enough again to live amid people. This is the God for us. This is the God so for us, a God who keeps drawing near and can't stay away from us. This is the God who loves us and likes us and isn't merely 50% or 72.3% for us, but the God who is always unequivocally 100% for us. The God who continually chooses to be with us. At Christmas time, God abandons heaven to be held in your arms on earth and comes as a baby because God is done with barriers. God knows the only way to intimacy with you is through vulnerability with you. And so God becomes small, fragile, vulnerable. You can't get to intimacy except through the door of vulnerability. So God throws open the door of this world and enters as a baby, as the most vulnerable imaginable, because God wants unimaginable intimacy with you. What religion ever had a God that wanted intimacy with us badly enough to come with such vulnerability to us? What God ever came tender enough to be touched, fragile enough for us to break, so vulnerable that God's bare beating heart could be hurt and broken? Only the one who loves you to death. Only the God who had to come back to get you. Only the God who would risk vulnerability, pay the price for your weakness and iniquity in order to offer nothing less than intimacy. It cost everything to be with you. Will you spend a fraction of your time for the simple gift of God's presence? Christmas is about God doing whatever it takes to be with us, and our doing whatever it takes to be with God. Jesus climbed down from the throne in heaven to get you. Climb over the throes of your Christmas to get to him. There are candles to be lit. There is space to be made. The stars are moving nearer now. John Wesley died with these words on his lips: "The best of all, God is with us." These words could beat in our hearts. They could be the ever beat of our drum, like the ringing of a hammer, like the thrum of love coming close.